You are listening to Radio Redux, sponsored by No More Blue, the definitive Sonic message board. ho everyone, it's Arcane UK here, back once again with a brand new episode of Radio Redux. If you want a time check from me, it is the 1st of September, Saturday the 1st of September 2007. Yeah, I'm back. I had a bit of a break because of one thing and another. I had a minuscule sort of holiday thing, and we had a couple of events going on. Obviously, had the SWA and the corresponding show for that. Sorry, just the mic again. So we had that, and then we had the show that we did. That was done with Echo Hawk back in June, July time. So we had those. In the meantime, BirdCon 2000's come along. That's in 7 days' time from the time of this being recorded, obviously. So what to do? We've got a big, massive backlog of all sorts of stuff to get through. So this show is very much a backlog show. And trying to get up to speed. I doubt I'm going to do any blooming things like 6 degrees of separation or anything. But I'm going to try and I'll get you up to date a bit on things like the news and what have you. And we'll see how it goes from here. Did I mention this show is sponsored by No More Blue? Yes, of course it is. This and the last one and the one after this are all sponsored by No More Blue as part of a package that Cold Dog and Disco Parody sort of put together in sponsorship terms. Basically, they through Disco Parody said, "Would you like some money to give us a bit of a plug?" And I said yes. And they said, "Oh, okay, we'll give you this much." And then I said, "No, you'll give me this much." And then Disco Ponies cried. But Disco Ponies agreed in the end, as I said, I'd plug him strongly and No More Blue. And as a result, this is what he gets. And that is because it's becoming a bit of a sort of running gag now, because if you saw the most recent comic, which was 48, is it now? We're up to 48 on those, which was the Salisbury Hillian comic, the little nod to Zelda. They get mentioned in that, and they got sort of various sort of images festooned around the Radio Redux section of the website. But yes, so gonna get through this. BirdCon's gonna be obviously the show after this, the show that we do at BirdCon. It'll be interesting because hopefully there'll be a Sonicast going on at the same time. Sonicast, I suppose you could say like the third placed podcast in terms of Sonic podcast. That's the one that's done by Cage Doan under Mike Taylor, who's also known as OMG Mike, and Zizou from obviously Cage Doan as well, and there's a couple of others who bumble about in an entertaining way and sort of go, yeah, here's some music for you. But so they're sort of like the third one, but Mike's done a fantastic little mini site for BirdCon. And that's online now, obviously. You can visit that at www.birdcon2000.org. BirdCon 2000, all one word. So look at that. It's very nice. I've been adding a little nose at the code to help me sort of figure out PHP and, well, not PHP exactly, but the positionings in CSS, because it's a little bone of contention that I have with CSS. I never seem to be able to make it go where I want to. So yes, so best get on with stuff as usual, I suppose. Anyone care for some news?
The latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
Thought you might. So, ooh, lots and lots of news. The main news is I'm not back at Sega yet. yeah, I'm still waiting for... It's somebody in Brand now, okay? It's somebody in Brand who has yet to say yes for me to return to do the 3 weeks to get the Sega City website, sort of try and get that going so you can all enjoy it, and hopefully get the other languages of it done as well. But somebody in Brand has got to say, yes, I can return and sort it all out for you. The other thing I'm trying to sort out is getting the Blognik working halfway decently in terms of updates. If you've been following the Blognik for a while, you'll notice there'll be long gaps. When there is an actual post, it's mainly due to me sort of badgering and just chucking things at them. There's a ton of posts, believe me, that I've actually written for the Blognik, and they've literally just not been cleared for one reason or another. Mainly, I think, it is because some people don't like the idea of me sort of writing for it. Don't know. Certainly, our steward, if you like, our steward of Sonicness at SOE, Rom, has been doing all sorts of work at the moment, and his brother's gotten married, and of course they're still sorting out the move, and there's new people coming in, there's people going out, and it's chaos and pandemonium there. But it's a chaos and pandemonium I'd quite like to be a part of. I'm going very fast at the moment, aren't I? Well, something must be terribly, terribly wrong. It's normally very, very slow and deliberate and rah, rah, rah. So, other news is we now know, obviously, that there is even more Sonic games on the horizon. And it's interesting because we're sort of developing various sort of sub-franchises among the Sonic sort of fan base. I'm actually going to have to write this down because it's difficult to keep track of them, I suppose. So you've got, I would have thought, this is just pure conjecture on my part, okay? I would have thought there's open room for another sort of sequel, if you like, to Sonic and the Secret Rings, because there's an awful lot of, obviously, stories, if you like, untouched, and that the play dynamic there. And they did sort of mention at the end, oh yes, Sonic goes off and runs and runs and runs, had lots of adventures with Alibaba, and who's the other one, Sinbad. Knuckles of Sinbad. I still can't get over that. That is an absolute fantastic piece of casting. Not as good, as Eggman as the King of Persia, but still pretty gosh darn good. So you got sort of Sats with the Wii games and sort of possible things off of that. You've now got we knew about Rivals 2 already, and that Espio is going to materialise as a opponent for you in Sonic Rivals 2. But of course we'll see how that happens. There's still one more character. One or two. I think there's two more characters that still have to be announced. We know one of them is SBO. But who is this other two? You know, that'll be interesting to find out. So we've got the Rivals series, the Rivals sort of sequel, if you like, in terms of sort of lineage from Sonic Fighters, and in terms of lineage from like Sonic Drift and Sonic R, we've got the new announcement, which is that Sonic Riders 2, which is actually called Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, is coming our way as well in 2008, Q1 2008, and which will basically be 2 years more or less to the day, expect it, from Sonic Riders 1. What I've seen of it so far, it looks pretty good. I haven't seen the full trailer yet. There's a full trailer available, and they've also launched the mini site, at least Sega.com has. No sign of an SOE version of that as yet, but again, there's no sign of an SOE version for quite a few things at the moment. So we've got that. We know for a fact that there is 18 characters, which is the same amount as lost. I say 18 characters. I think it's 18 characters and 16 tracks, which is sort of the same as last time. So you can really narrow that down to 18 characters. Do not expect there to be the same Sega characters. The same Sega characters as last time. I don't think Knights and the other lot are going to materialise again. I hope they don't. I don't particularly want to play as I. I want to play as somebody really obscure. Okay? Or I want the chaotics in there. You know? I want the chaotics because that would be fun. I don't want to play as Knights. I don't want to play as I. You know? So hopefully that'll happen. Tracks in terms of 16 tracks. We can sort of cross that if you like to
But I mean, you'll have 7 tracks with 2 different versions of them, and then you'll have another hidden track and a different version of that, which would make the 16. So a bit like last time. So all we know at the moment is that there's some sort of artifact that allows you to change the perception and direction of gravity. You're able to sort of alter that in somehow. And there's various things like gravity dive, and you don't get air points this time, you get gravity points, and tricks get you those. And the way that the upgrading works, if you like, in terms of speed from level 1, 2 and 3, I think is going to be a bit more obvious in terms of play design and game mechanic. So that should be more of a tactic, I think, this time around as well. And obviously you'll get the rings in order to power that up, to power the level up, to do whatever it is you're going to do to the to your gear, your extreme gear. Is it still extreme gear, or is it sort of extreme sort of gear with a really big G now? So it's sort of extreme G gear, or extreme G2 ear. We'll see. And there's sort of various things like gravity dive, and more things will come out over time that I can't tell you about at the moment, which will make you go, ooh, and that's interesting, and I wonder how that's going to affect the race. But yes, the Babylon Rogues are back. Jack's coming back! Yay! Because we really need that. You've got the power of gravity! Yeah, wonderful. How about we just sort of turn the power of gravity so it's reversed just for Jet, so we can shoot off into the sky and into the atmosphere and then burn up? It's hot in here! So there's that. Then you've got, obviously, the main games, the main sort of following sort of canonical platform games, if you like. So the sequel to Sonic 2006, I would expect to sort of see to Sonic at the end of 2008, some kind of date for that. There's obviously nothing being announced or anything, but it would make sense that appeared sort of then. And then, of course, you've got Sonic RPG, which is going to be quite interesting. And then, if you're very, very lucky, you might see Sonic appearing in Brawl. That don't count on it. I was saying this the other day, actually. I was wondering, I thought it was more likely, actually, because you've got these sort of third-party characters. If Sonic doesn't sort of go in, there will be a Sega character in Brawl. I'm pretty much certain of that. And I was thinking that it's more likely to be Knights, frankly. You've got Journey into Dreams coming out, which has been pushed back to Q1 2008 now as well. So you've got that coming along. It would make sense in a way. I'd quite like to see a sort of a Knights into Dreams level in Brawl. I don't know about you. There's all sorts of crazy things going on there now. You've got the WarioWare level that they've just announced. You've got other characters like Diddy Kong's in it. Ike, which is another character from Fire Emblem, who's been announced as a new character. And there's all sorts of weird and wonderful sort of things going on now in terms of objects. Obviously, you've got the Smash Ball for the Super Smash move, which is basically sort of pretty much kill everything move. You've also got things like fantastic cameo appearance from the SNES version of Andross coming along, and just with his polygonal logical face and blow out polygons at you, which will knock you off the level and do great damage. I think that's fantastic. And of course, the hyper spicy sort of chili con carne, which you can eat and then blow balls of fire from either your mouth or an other exit point. So so we've got all that. Not really sure. We still got no real details about RPG. Oh, of course, we've got the other thing, which is of course Mario and Sonic at the Olympics. That's not really a franchise, you could really say. It's just sort of a crossover one-off, but there's still some sort of room, if you like, for sequels every 4 years. Unless you sort of start doing like the world license as well, and It still could be good. Still could be good. Looking good, that. I was reading on the forum that somebody, they've, in one of the new sort of trailers or something, they've spotted SBO in the crowd. So that could be quite nice, a nice little thing, that you have little cameo appearances from various other characters in the series, sort of acting as maybe like trainers or adjudicators or something. I mean, you could quite easily see SBO sort of doing something in terms of the archery or the other disciplines of sort of accuracy. Or, of course, any sort of martial arts thing. I mean, he is of the two sort of franchise, if you like Team Mario and Team Sonic, he is the martial arts character. And it would seem a bit daft of him not to be in there. The same thing, I could see sort of Charmy as some sort of a judge for the high jump, somehow, sort of like moving the bar up, you know, or just acting as the bar, or just acting as a crash mat. You come off, you do your high jump, and you just land with your elbow right on the, you know. so that's news. Other news includes Eon. I know we're sponsored by No More Blue. Did I tell you we're sponsored by No More Blue? Eon, which is Inferior Online, the Sonic Rex message board, is going from strength to strength at the moment. I've just started up some user groups. Mainly due to the bout of discussion and topics that were going on at the time. These include, if I can remember at the top of my head, there's one because of Weskin Rocks and the connection with Torchwood, there's all of a sudden become a lot of discussion about Doctor Who and Torchwood on the board. So all discussions about that and anything, any connections or sort of suspiciousness going on with Sonic Rex and that particular televisual franchise is going on there, and that's called is it the anagram reference? Does it sweet? I think it's called. And if you get the actual acronym, that would make sense. There's also been an awful lot of talk about the comic 45 Shaddy Hogger. And there's lots of talk on that as sort of where things can go on that. And people have been really getting into that. So there's a special sort of user group for that, which is called Shaddy Hogger and the Mass Hysteria, I believe I called it. So you can sign up there for Hedgehogwarts School of Foxcraft and Echidnery, and you can choose one of the four, I think CJ Mills, if you've done the four schools. There's four schools. I can't remember all of them. I'm pretty certain that the third one was Wavenclaw, the fourth one was Snivelly Inn. Yeah. obviously, beware of any sort of going to bathrooms because you might come across an Eggerwisk. Which, if you look into its eyes, it'll sort of kill you by, you know, messing up your hair with its sort of rotating blades. Think Edward Scissorhands, but without Johnny Depp, and you can't do it in the sort of same ballpark, you know. Other one includes a special group just for people whose name has dragon in it, which I think is a fantastic idea. The Dragon's Den is going to be run by Ram the Dragon, and basically, if you're on the on board, if your name ends in dragon or it's got dragon in it, then you can gain access to this user group. They've all got their own sort of little subs or forum bits in a little sort of section called user groups. You cannot see these unless you are become a member of the user group, and you can't get into them unless you are a member of the user group. You can't do anything there. There's that. What's the fourth one? Oh yes, I got a bit sick and tired of all this sort of alternate sort of self split personality jobs, which is half the fault of CJ Merle himself, actually, with his Ruddy Yami character. So all talk of that is kind of sort of banned now from the board. If you want to do that, there's a little user group called also the split personality ward, which is a nice little padded forum, so padded walls, and you can go in there and talk to yourself to your heart's content. Fine by me. But yeah, there's more things going on with that. Ram's doing all sorts now. We've finally got up to another rank. She's going through these ranks good and proper at the moment, and it's Earl of Erasers, the most recent one. And it was Edgewalker, I think, might have... It was either Edgewalker or Sonic X7, I think, got the reference of the name, which was Rub-a-Dub-Dub. Obviously, Eraser being another name for a rubber in terms of a pencil remover. Okay? Yes, that I went through and redid all the stuff in the language file, and there's all sorts of little tweaks and gizmos and stuff. But it's not as good as No More Blue. You must be joking! It's as good as No More Blue. No More Blue's fantastic. Didn't you know it was sponsored by No More Blue? So that's kind of the end of the news. What else is there? So we've got BirdCon soon. T-Bird's off to Japan for a year soon, so that's what BirdCon 2000 is all about. There's a big massive meetup and there's loads of people going there. There's going to be so this next cast, it might well be a vidcast, so you've got that to look forward to, and all sorts of other things as well. That's it really. I mean, nothing really else for me to say on news. Not long after all that goes down, then Dreadnux goes off with Rory to Japan as well. Everyone's going to Japan. I don't know what's going on here. I think Echo started the trend last year for people going to Japan. But they're coming back. That is one of the main differences. They're coming back. So, a bit of bad luck there, eh? I'm joking. There, what to do now? Well, I'll have some more music. First track was, of course, was How It Started, which was from Sonic and the Secret Rings. I'm just trying to clean up a bit of space, actually, on the laptop, to enable us to do this, that, and the other. So, what have we got next? We're going to have a bit of a break. And then I'm going to kick back in with all sorts of questions and stuff. This next track coming up is a remix from Secret of Mana. It's by OCR Head Honcho DJ Pretzel, and it's called Tidal Sequence. Catch you in a bit. You're listening to Radio Redux. my sort of attempt at doing a dolphin impression there. That sounded kind of more like a drowning sheep. Are dolphins actually drowning sheep in disguise? Huh. Tune in next week for the answer to that question. So, we've got all sorts of things going on here. There's various bits going on. I've got a bunch of questions that have been sent into RadioRedux.com, and we've also got the official Eon the official Eon Q&A UK thread. So we've got that as well. I'll just make a little note here that questions will be deleted from this thread when they have been answered, which annoy people in some way, but it stops people doing oodles and oodles and oodles of questions and sort of forcing their post count up. There's also loads of requests. I can tell you now that Sam Fran asked a request, which was a Long John Baldy track called "Let the Heartaches Begin." And of course, Long John Baldy, as you well know, was the original voice of Dr. Robotnik in Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, I was really looking forward to playing this track. Gotta say, I was really looking forward to playing this track. Unfortunately, I requested it. Sam Fran sent it along. Unfortunately, what I got was actually something ending M4P. Now, I tried sort of inserting it into Call it, and unfortunately doesn't like it, so that's really upset me, so we haven't got that to listen to, unfortunately. Going back to BirdCon very quickly, there'll be sort of questions that have been sent in answered then, so just to let you know, SonicX7, I've already got your questions listed down on here. That's for another time. Another little thing, actually, if you are Speed the Hedgehog, why has your mum sent me some kind of permission slip for Sonic Rex message board? Please let me know, because I'm not quite sure what to do with it. Anyway, first lot of questions. Let's start from the bottom, actually, because we've got questions from ages and ages and ages ago. Beginning of July, in some instances, here. This is from Zoria. And he says, "Hello once more, AUK. You must tire of my persistent question asking, but I have more questions for you, and something for my rather vicious other self." No, see, no more of this other self nonsense. Come on. Yeah. "First off, upon hearing both Radio Redux and the Sonic Billboard, I noticed the Sonic Billboard seemed to have almost everything in high definition sound quality. Does Demix use a different audio editor to your Cooler Dip Pro, or does he take more time to make it high quality?" Well, I think you'll find his shows are somewhat more, you know, shorter than mine. And I do have this sort of thing where, obviously, there's big, massive shows. I've got a small amount of space in order to put a show up. And he can sort of give it a bit more sort of juice, if you like, in terms of memory than I can. So that's the reason why. I experimented on the last show with a sort of a high quality MP3 sort of encodery thing that I found on there, and that seemed to be a bit better. So I'll be using it this time around. It also allowed the jukebox on No More Blue to allow the actual episode to be played on No More Blue. There's sorry, Disco Ponies are going to be well cross with me now. So we've got. So that answers that. I mean, when I get broadband and able to upload stuff, the older shows will go up in a much higher quality and replace the shows that are sort of archived at the moment, if you like. But not at the moment. Excuse me. Next up, when you finish your first season of Chaotix X, which took part in Paris, yes, I remember, which sort of setting would you desire for them in Season 2? Yes, the second adventure. I know what's going to happen. I know pretty much what's going to happen all the way through season 2 of Chaotic Facts. Just a question of getting season 1 finished. I'm into a position to do the other ones. And I thought you're going to have to watch that. Sort of wait on that for a minute. And now something from my other rather annoyed self. I thought I would say this since I missed the chance when SBO was with Ms. Hawk, but I tire of people complaining about Edgar Hawk's rendition of Believe Myself, SA2 edition. A girl sang a song that was sung by a girl. I think that logic works fine. She sang it perfectly well. Kept it perfectly until the end, where I believe she was tiring her voice. Maybe I can show listeners how well she did it. I'd like I have a couple of song requests. Firstly, the SAT version of Believe in Myself, although Ms. Hawk's version of Believe in Myself from the Rex Factor. Thanks. Well, that actually ties in very well with an announcement I've got very, very soon. So, what we'll have a couple more questions, and then I'll sling on Echo Hawk's Believe in Myself. I'm not going to do the SA2 edition, I don't think. That's from Chizoria, the guy who lets others do the talking while still talking himself. Pierce of the Buffs is deemed an attack to those who complain, but it was something I had to say. You're quite entitled to have your opinion, right or wrong it may be. In this instance, I agree with it completely. So, let me just try and find Echo Hawk's Believe in Myself radio/media. So I'll just load that up. There's more questions. Yay. More questions from Chizora. Hi again, only one thing I forgot to mention previously. Do you intend on having a Rex Fact this year? If so, I'd send in a song I sang to. That's useful, that's the whole point of it. But not to enter. I'd probably do a few, but only one would come through. Right now, I intend to do a main theme from some of the Sonic games in 3D, such as Open Your Heart, Live and Learn, I Am, and His World. Well, good luck to you on that. Will there be a Rex Factor this year? Yes, yes there will. I hereby announce all this sort of nonsense. There's going to be a Rex Factor this year, indeed. End of the series, so you're looking at sort of December-y time. And, December-y time. There's going to be two distinct contests, okay? Two distinct contests. You have, he says, writing it down again because he can't remember. You have a sort of general competition, which you can send in a track that you make. Has to be sort of Sonic, really Sonic related or Sonic Team related. I can stretch to gaming related, and that's really it. I prefer it to be sort of Sonic related because that's what the show is about. I'm also in the IRC chat room at the moment. Turbo's just asked a question, and which hasn't been responded to by anyone. Big shout out to Turbo on the basis that he's kind of lonely at the moment in the IRC chat room on TSS. I'll probably end up taking questions from there, knowing me. So we've got that, and I know there's certain people who are going to be Rams in it this year. Ram the Dragon is one of your competitors in the general category. There is also going to be, though, a all-star version. Now, this is in a way to keep out to let the well-known sort of have it out, if you like, and not swallow up maybe the little people when it comes to votes. So, you'll be pleased to know that I got so fed up of all the hassle I got from winning last year's that I'm not in it this year. Frankly, you can all go stuff yourselves. So, you have the following people in this particular All-Star category. You have last year's contestants in Echo Hawk, Dreadnoks, Rawhide Black. And they will be going against three new contenders.
Warning, new contender approaching.
They are Dark Speeds, Violet, and last year's judge, T-Bird. D-Bird's going to be in it this year. He's going to slap something together before he toddles off to Japan. Not Buffalo, because that would be just silly, but Japan. And they will be fighting it out. It will be judged by three judges. There won't be any sort of Sega judge this year, mainly because I'm kind of a Sega judge. So I sort of take over from sort of T-Bird and Rom in one big sort of lump. The vague music you might be able to hear in the background is there's some film going on the TV, and I haven't been bothered to turn it off. But I know it's made by Universal, and yes, it's a nice Globe logo, and woo, it's 75th anniversary, and I just don't care. Let's have a look at the TV guide and see what it was. Oh dear, it's King Ralph. you'll have that. I'm sure people will enter and what have you, and it'll be a big, massive, God knows what. But your judges are, as I was saying before, so rudely interrupted by a mediocre film. Is myself, Archangel UK. Then you've got returning for another stint. We have Demix of Sonic Style, and a new judge who didn't particularly want to sing, and that's Disco Ponies of Sonic Show. So they're all going to be. They and I will be all judging your entries. I will give more details in terms of times soon. However, it would be fair to say it would be nice if you sort of started thinking about recording these now. The last show of the series will have all the tracks featured, and then you'll be doing some sort of vote thing, and the winner will be announced on the first show of season 3, which will begin end of January to middle of February time. Righty-ho. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just checking out all this nonsense here. So yeah, those are going to be your things. Turbo's in the middle of downloading the Timeshift demo. Woo. If you lot want me to answer any questions on from you, PM me. Winky smiley. Question. I've got another question from. I've had that one from Tutoria. From Jen Hunter, which is really rich. I'm working on 3D comics and DS style frames, but I can't get. Seem to get the humour that anyone likes. Any tips on humour? Oh, bloody hell. Any tips on humour? Be funny. I don't really know. Just do what you think is funny, Jen Hunter. Do what you think is funny. Make sure it's original. Make sure it's crisp. If you can get it up to date, that's even better. But basically, just think of what you think is. Think about what you find funny in terms of the Sonic games, whether it's a situation or a sort of what if in your head, just sort of continue going down that route. The best thing I can possibly give you in terms of advice is get timing right. Obviously, in comedy, timing is kind of crucial, and it's no less crucial in terms of sprite comics. You really need to try and sort of nail the sort of terms and sort of the way things work during that. Hope that helps you in some little way. I've got an email from Adam about his dissertation. I think that's a bit late now. SHC asks, last time someone asked about Sonic CD. Yes, Sonic is the only playable character. What do you think of the raccoon being named Marine? Also, will you please play the Knight's Pinball song from Sonic Adventure? Interesting that somebody picked Lake Buena Vista for the last 6 degrees of Sonic Separation. I live sort of close to there. Did you find out that it's near Disney? Yeah, I kind of guessed it was near Disney. I'll try and play the Knight's Pinball before Echoes, actually. Before Echoes. More questions. More questions for Sonic X7s. Hello again, okay, I come bearing more questions. Why did you switch from the proper Sonic Super Sonic sprites to a Sonic recolor for Super Sonic? It was kind of clearer. It was clearer, and basically the Super Sonic sprite that was used in comics right at the beginning, comics 1 and 2. Basically, it was a different style. We went away from that style to this, what was the proper Ritz sprite. So it made more sense to go along with the Ritz sprite. Otherwise, it would be like, yeah, Sonic's not just changed colour. He's sort of changed complete appearance. And it wouldn't make that much sense. Also, while he's doing it with the recolour, it does mean that the gold, the yellow, is much, much more brighter than it would be on the older sprite. I forget who did the sprite. It's listed on the sprite credits still. I forget completely who that is. Number two is, have you completed Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess yet? I don't own it. I can't find it on GameCube anywhere. I wouldn't be able to afford it if I did. And I haven't got a Wii yet, still. So once I get a Wii, I will be on that and playing it like God knows what. What is the black thing that looks like Shadow without a head in the Rexlet banner fakey? Shadow, what happened to his head? Oh, yeah. You didn't get that, obviously. Basically, there's a machine there. There's a Coke can machine, and basically he's come off of that, completely screwed up his skateboard trick, and has gone head first into this beverage dispenser, and he's stuck in it, and that's his head sort of, he's crashed through it. So that's what that is. 5. Will the store ever reopen? Will it ever open? You know, once I get stuff sorted, it's literally on the bottom of the list of things to do. Okay. I should sort of make that more clearer, perhaps. John Candy is now very, very loud. Shut up, John Candy. John Candy? Oh, John Goodman. Wrong John. Still fat. Why are some people crazy enough to like Big the Cat? My apologies if I am offending anyone. Because it's their complete and utter freedom of choice to do so. It's the American way! Freedom of speech. Unless you're not American. In which case, you have to shut up, apparently. But, it's also to get from Ocarina of Time to Sonic in 6 steps for a 6 degrees of separation. Oh, and he wants a blooming thing as well. No, all these blooming requests. Right, break of questions, requests time. Let me just see if I can get things in order. Where's Echo's thing gone? Oh dear, I've lost Echo's media. Big interview, Dreads, Phil Shatner, fix you. It's first, Where is that? Ooh, Now that's very interesting. It seems to have gone walkabout. So I'm now going to find out where it's walked off to. While I do that... tell me about the question is, what is your honest opinion on the new Sonic games for this year and next year? Rush Adventure is fantastic. Rush Adventure is obviously, of course, coming out very, very soon. And as for the other ones, it's far too early to tell. I haven't played Rivals 1, so I've got no real sort of ability to compare it. Hopefully it's going to be very, very good. There you go, Turbo. That's interesting that I can't seem to find this thing. Okay, well, I've got Strata wants waking up. So, let me just get waking up in and on, and then we'll hopefully get Echo's bit in a minute. Catch you in a tick.
We'll be right back.
Right, there we go. Unfortunately, the laptop doesn't have the SA-1 soundtrack on here at the moment. So, what we had there was waking up, and there we had a message from Nightopia from Sonic Pinball Party, actually. That's the closest thing I could get to it. And then we've just had Solaris Phase 2, which was for Sonic X7 again, I think it was. Sam Fran asks me if Sonic Stadium would be joining this year's Sonic Olympics. Haven't we already had the Sonic Olympics? That's how far behind I am. And the answer is, on the basis that I've got nothing to do with the Sonic Stadium in terms of its community, I haven't the faintest. That was easy to get past. Dark Gun says, sup, I have a few things to address. For starters, So I can try to be polite. So I can try to be polite. If Archangel UK is your full name, what part of it is your last? Well, UK, obviously. In the introduction to your interview, you say that Jet was the first bird in any Sonic game, correct? In terms of playable characters, being the Dynamite was before Jet and being started in Sonic the Fighters. Yeah, but Sega kind of ignore the fact that being the Dynamite sort of existed, so on the basis that they don't ignore that Jet existed, that's what I'm going past. Right, hang on a second. Right. That seems sharp. Where was I? Oh, yes. I know about being the Dynamite, no, Bean's kind of ignored now in terms of Sega characters on official channels, so don't really know what's going on with Bean and Dynamite. And Dynamite's not even a bird. Come on, what's a Dynamite? Oh God, I'm gonna get loads of questions there. Let's now say what a Dynamite is. Also, I was thinking about how the fact that Sonic 2006 and Sonic Rush storylines don't mix, when I recalled something that maybe you mentioned, that Blaze ended up in a different dimension in Sonic 2006, and in Sonic Rush she appears out of a different dimension. So I believe that perhaps Sonic 2006 could be a prelude to Sonic Rush. Interesting. Only thing that I'm unaware of is if there is an Eggman named Sonic 2006. No! Which Eggman Nagan doesn't make an appearance in Sonic 06, which goes a bit sort of woo, in a way. Woo is a technical term. The only thing I am unaware of is, I've just answered that. If so, well, that shoots my theory to pieces. It could well be that, in terms of sort of storyline, that 06 is indeed before Rush. That would make a lot of sense. Oh, he's got Dark Gun's got a request. So, please stop sending in requests. Even Sky Saint, you know, from Sonic and Knuckles and Sonic 3 and Knuckles. I'll try and line that up. It surprised me that I was missing an awful lot of full Rexfest media from the folder on my desktop, so I'm sort of downloading those at the moment. So that's why you haven't heard Echo's thing yet. It's all very, very nice and slow. I've got sort of 3 minutes 35 to 4 minutes to download those. Yeah, but I hope that answers your question, Dark Gun. There's another question. So I forgot, Tales of Symphonia, what exactly is that? You've mentioned it several times. Tales of Symphonia is my favourite RPG. It's part of the Tales series, which is produced by Namco. It first appeared on the GameCube and later received a port to the PS2 with a couple of little extra bits, which really only amounted to a couple of little side quests to get costumes. Which, although that did feature my favourite character, Shino Fujibayashi, in a Biker Girl costume, which I missed out on, of course, having the GameCube. But it plays fantastically well. It's got a great fighting set up in terms of combat. It's got a nice little sort of cooking sort of subquest. It's very funny in terms of set pieces and skits that they have, and it's very entertaining. There's lots of little nods to this, that, and the other, and you do get. I mean, it's a fantastic RPG in that I'm not a personal big RPG fan, but you really, really get to care about these characters and what happens to them. It's very, very well written. I mean, there's the plots of changing all the time. Is who's on whose side? Is it a part of some grander scheme? Is this person actually this person in disguise? And it really is fantastic. If you have a GameCube, find a copy of this game and buy it and play it. It's out of this world. General 9786 asks, I have a request. I have a request. You all stop sending me requests. Could you play the Riala boss battle from Knights? Also, why is it when I click your link, it's Radio Redux @ SonicRex .com? That's to try and stop the sort of spam bots. And I can't play the Riala boss theme from Knights because it's not on this laptop at the moment. Sorry. If I was doing it on the main computer, there'd be no problem. But unfortunately, I can't. Sorry. If you send it in again, I'll try and get it done the next show. Sky Sanctuary Zone. Sky Sanctuary Zone I do have. We'll have the remix version of that for reasons I don't particularly care on discussion. It was the first one I saw, basically, and it's a bit different. How's Echo's thing going along? Got about 1:02 left. Let's crack through some of these questions. I'm going to say hello to the people in the IRC chat room, on the basis that anyone who's in the IRC chat room and recording anything at the time always does. Joshua is there. Chris is there, but he's asleep. LSNK, the lovely Violet, AUK, who's me, Eric Mouse, who lives in a house, Falk, who lives in a bottle of talc, Hawks, who's asleep, JJ Forever is away, not forever, we hope, Miles Prower is there, Frozen's there, Pyramid Head, who is a slumber, Side Bad Guy, who is something else. Space Shadow is there, who's narrow-minded and should just go away. She'll get that. Space Shadow is a girl. I can't remember any of the blimmin' genders of any of the people. Turbo's there, and Tweaker is asleep as well. Everyone's asleep, so I've sent them all asleep, except they're asleep anyway. I'm trying to rush through this show because there's so much to do, and I don't want to be a massive huge show. Bum 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 bum. Get rid of a couple of messages from here that we've done. One of the questions from the actual thread. I say you ask, what is the absolute worst sitcom you've ever had to sit down and watch an episode of? That'd probably be Friends. Will we ever have four appear on the show? I know you two are quite chummy. Well, we were until, you know, he did the thing with the hammer that time and accidentally knocked a hole in my house. Since then, relationships have been rather strained, you know. When he rants and rages, it does tend to rain, which if you're having a nice day out on the beach, is just annoying. Number three of these six questions, or seven questions, whatever the hell happened. Says, is your refrigerator running? That'd be yeah. I've lost the topic. Four, if it is, can I call and make a joke about it? No, because the joke wouldn't be funny. Five, can I call you A to the AUK? You could, but I would have to kill you by inserting a salt cellar somewhere rather inappropriate. Question 6. If you absolutely had to choose a number between 1 and 10, on pain of being read poetry by aliens who look like bogies, but it had to be composite and you can't use 4, 6, 8, 9 or 10, 1 is actually a cheese sword and 3 is a boomerang that talks to the dead, 7 is a leak refrigerator and 5 is just a duck. So meaning because you cannot choose choose what these creatures require to lay out how you would escape their spaceship and travel back to Earth using the numbers I have given you. Question 6 part 2, or rather question 6 number 2, because there's actually two question 6. How was question 5, I heard he was ill? Well, if you really want to know how I would escape, the answer to that question is...
to Radio Redux, sponsored by No More Blue, the definitive Sonic message board.
And that should answer your question. Bad news is I've downloaded the wrong Echo Hawk track. I actually re-downloaded the version of War Hell Shadow. Whoops. So we'll have to wait for that and the Rory one to read out to the re-download. Oh no. That was Sky Sanctuary. Yay. Other questions. What have we got here? Disco Ponies asks, what did you actually think of the final product of episode 207? You never said. I said several times, but it was fantastic. I especially liked how the guy you got to do the voiceover, he had a very sexy voice, I think. A very sexy voice. You should probably get him back. You should try and sort of make it so that he's somehow involved in all future shows, shouldn't you? Yeah. Did you agree with all the winners of this year's SWA? For the most part, yeah. For the most part, there was a couple I sort of went, well, not so sure on that. Can't specifically recall, but for the most part, I was genuinely happy with the results. A lot of them were what I did expect them to be. How does it feel to have out lasted all other Sonic audio podcasts, the STH podcast and Soniccast, and why do you think you have succeeded over them? Because I rock. Because I rock. It's also clear. It's also clear that AUK FTW, you know, Soniccast STFU. OMFG STH PODCAST and all that, and even these are sort of crappy episodes of the show are still sort of moderately entertaining. At least I hope they are. There's some strata questions in a minute. I'm just gonna I'm erasing the on post. Now Rory's track software downloaded. How much time have I got? In terms of this connection. Oh, good. Remembers to pause the queue, so we don't have any problems with that. Bloody hell, Dark Gun. Dark Gun is gives me a list to GBX forums, and somebody has created a Sonic modification for Halo Custom Edition. If you feel the urge to read the entire thing, best have a day and a half to read it, because there are 124 pages at the moment. If you're interested in this, you can go to gbxforums.gearboxsoftware.com/showfred.php PHP T equals 58346 highlight equals Sonic with a capital S for Sonic, and you can go there and read it. Sounds very interesting. I have no time to do that at the moment, sadly. Dark Gun apologizes that so in what's it in disorganized and what have you. Anyway, I didn't label it before, so I sent the email with the Gearbox software from Rara. One thing I was going to say is the fellow who asked about how you thought Sonic 3 and Knuckles was fun. I think it was Super Jogdor, and it was actually T-Bird who said that. Anyway, to get past that thing, rather than jumping, just press up and down when you reach the top and bottom of the device's motion. It isn't exactly an understandable explanation, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. I've got no idea when that was and about what. I'm afraid. Oh dear. Chow Master asks what. Oh no! This question again! I can't remember! What's your favourite song? It changes so rapidly. At the moment, one of my favourite songs is Ladies and Gentlemen by Saliva. But it changed a lot. Very, 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 very often. That's Chow Miles' question out of the way. I got an email from some people who are very interesting to hear from them, and I'll talk about it more in a bit. Actually, I want to go back to the message board and see if I can grab some more questions. Next question is from Strata, which is now free from Strata. Will the J-Pop Selector feature ever come back? Yes, it probably will. I really haven't got anything much to sort of do with it at the moment. Question 2, which is your favourite event/challenge and character on Takashi's Castle? I've never really seen a full episode in order to be able to tell you. And which 10 members of Sonic Fan Community would most likely appear on an episode of Takashi's Castle? Me, T-Bird, Rory, Dreadnox, Rory Black, Darkspeed. I've lost count. Disco Ponies would. Raboshi would. Echo would for a giggle. ACU says that, that is a weird contradiction. To which I can only say, yes, it probably is. Everyone's asleep, apparently, on the IRC chat room still. Hawks has vanished and timed out. Come on, be faster. Be faster. Work well. No! Oh. SCHR, just no. However, I was like, CHR is also one of the people who had problems with the third Chaos Emerald, so fight the power. Yeah, the third Chaos Emeralds on Heroes. Add another person to the list of people who just hates that level and things in general. Almost there on Rory's thing, but we're going to time out and not have enough chance to get anything from Echo. So I'm going to bumble through this some more. If Sonic Rex was an ice cream flavour, what would it be? It would be... it would be a banana and... it'd be one scoop of banana and one scoop of honeycomb. That's my favourite sort of collaboration. When will the full Redux backstory and works be online? I have no idea. DC's busy now as an sort of an apprentice of a cookie chefy person. You know, one of those people in white hats that don't cut you open and sew you back together again, but sort of cut open sort of chickens and stuff them with things you find in your garden and then serve it to you for exorbitant amounts of money. He's one of those now. I'm going to try and get something done sometime. The SWA kind of took out a lot of my time recently, and I've got no idea. Hopefully soon I'd like to get some of the character things up and running. Three, any future wallpaper skins in the works, or just means as general skin, general sort of skins for the site? There's it's already been announced, but on the site, but there's what I'm doing is that for every new Sonic game there'll be a skin, I think, is what I've sort of set myself the goal of doing. And the next one's called Sonic Shipwrecks, which is going to be a piratey one, so you can enjoy that to your heart's content. This is all TA Black, by the way. T.A. Black also says, how much wood would Woodchuck chuck if Woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck as much as possible before staggering forward and the axe swinging down and, oi, pain, and he claims benefits for the rest of his life, owing to his dying industry. Edgewalker asks, are small Transformers regressions? Oh, God. Question one, do you think Metal Sonic would be able to activate the Matrix if he somehow managed to get his claws out? No, because Keanu Reeves would stop him. Best answer again. Megatron or Galvatron are the same person. So that answers that question. Megatron or Galvatron, I say Tron, because it's like Tron, but twice the Tron. So that must be good. Question three. Pick any Sonic character. Which Transformer do you think fits the picked character's personality best? Bumblebee and Tails. There we go. Question four. Have you played any of the Transformers games released so far? No, I would not waste the energy in my body even getting out of the chair to consider going into town and buying one. It's no. Shaq's Hedgefox. He must be pretty confused. They've even more sort of regretted for parents. I think Shaq's parents sort of just woke up one morning and said, oh, what did I drink last night? What's that fox doing next to me? Was it? Oh. Oh boy. And the fox would sort of turn around and say, you're going, oh boy. And then sort of like six months time was like, oh dear. And then Shaq was born. And then Shaq has taken the community by storm. Not a big storm, mind, but sort of a light breeze. A light breeze with some sort of like bit of a shower of rain. Or rumble of thunder in the distance, but you know. Nah, Shaq's is cool. Question one, do you think Sonic ripped off Dragon Ball Z? Yes. Question two, what do you think Marine will do? She will be your little cute and your cutesy tomboy, I suspect, who knows the area and acts as your guide. Will Alzari and Angelus come back? Because obviously they're going. I think Alzari suggested that he might actually hang around. If Angelus comes back, you know, you'll just have to wait and see as the comic progresses. And obviously you've got to sort of count that as well, because Frost, as you may recall, is very badly injured at the moment. Ultimate Hedgie asked some questions, my goodness. Ultimate Hedgie asks, question one, will I ever get to wear T-Bird's hat? If you come to BirdCon, you might be able to wear it. Hint, hint. Else you have to wait a year. And then you'll have to materialise at somebody at a place where you will find him. You will then be able to get to wear T-Bird's hat. And Echo's thing is now downloading. Because we've reconnected. I've also got more questions from Ultimate Hedgie, as I'm distracted by the reconnection. Why is everyone so infatuated with Harry Potter? Or perhaps I should say Parry Hotter. I don't know. I don't know, Ultimate Hedgie. I'm not overly sure. Apparently, there's this big book series. I'm assuming it did reach Milwaukee, but basically there's this big sort of franchise thing, and while it's not as good as people make it out to be, it is most certainly big, but not in a cat sense. Question three. When will you finally kill Charmy? Cream. Big. Oh, wait. Never mind about the last one. Yeah, Big's already dead in the comics, remember? He's missing in action. In terms of the SW storyline, you may recall that he apparently drowned. We're not overly sure whether or not he is dead or not. So, we might see. They'll never kill him off. I don't mind Cream so much. Ultimate also asks what my opinion is on upcoming Sonic the Hedgehog title, but we already had that question. T.A. Black says, does T-Bird mostly comprise of person or hat? That's an interesting idea. I mean, personally, the hat is in control of the body underneath it. And the bit that's sort of under the brim, actually in the hat, is constantly fighting a battle to prevent being taken over by the hat. So, I mean, when he comes back from Japan, I'm not sure whether or not he'll be weakened by the global flight to the other side of the world, will he be able to fight the enthrall of the hat, or will the hat take over him completely? When he comes back, will he just be a giant hat with a couple of little feet and big comical eyes on him? And he'll talk by moving his broom. You know, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. At the moment, person. But it's kind of like the way I like to sort of rationalise T-Bird and the Hat is that it's kind of like Siegfried Storfen from the Soul Calibur series, in that the Hat is like the equivalent of a piece of Soul Edge, and there is Adam Toff, and when the Hat is placed on that Toff, he becomes T-Bird, which is like the equivalent of Nightmare. But there's a constant battle for supremacy between the Hat and Adam Toff. And then there's a small slice of T-Bird in the middle, which is like something like neutral ground, where everything's at a sort of standstill, and there can be no real... it's like they're entrenched in a war zone of the brain. Right, we're going to have a music break in a minute, but I want to read this letter I got first, which, I mean, astounded me. You may remember Botnik, who I have sort of pimped a few times. We met one of their people down in Nottingham who was dishing out sort of promotional CDs for Botnik, and gave me one eventually. T-Bird gets one? Yes. Fine. Jonax gets one? Yes. Fine. Mysterious James gets one? Yes. Fine. Can I have one? Oh, did you want one? Yes, I did want one. Well done. That was great, that. But I say they've done some great songs. Unfortunately, the last time I spoke about them was when they'd split up, which of course was a news story that was featured in Radio Redux News. However, I received an actual email from Botnik, which I thought was kind of cool. Hello, Radio Redux. I am Lloyd from Botnik. Big capital letters. I was just listening to your podcast a while ago talking about our splitting up. Your radio show is way cool. Anyway, we recently reformed but are no longer a Sonic covers band. Sad, I know, but we still play some of them live. I actually miss doing them. I think we might start working some new ones out soon, and maybe make a Sonic the Hedgehog spin-off covers album at some point. Anyway, sweet, yeah. And that's from Lloyd. I think that's a fantastic idea. If you want a challenge, Botnik, I'd quite like a different version of the Radio Redux theme, which you sort of hear at the beginning. If you want to do a sort of rock out version of that for me, that'd be cool. Or if not, I'd love to hear you do a remix version of the Team Chaotix theme from Heroes that we can use on Chaotix X. That'd be fantastic. And I think you actually would quite enjoy doing the Team Cortex theme, in all seriousness. But if you say check out MySpace for Botnik's page, it's pretty easy to find. And hopefully, if Botnik have any more news for us, they'll email it in to us. If you have any news of any particular sort of a Sonic related enterprise in terms of creative media, I'm waffling a lot, aren't I? I don't care at the moment because my voice is tired because I've sort of been going full pelt for a very long time, which is not something I usually do. If you have anything like that that you might be interested in doing, sorry, might be interested in sort of getting a bit of a plug, email details in to radioredux@sonicrex.com, and I will try and plug it away. But anyway, music break time now, so I can get some water. How is the Echo song doing? We're about halfway through Echo being re-downloaded. Until then, we're going to have some Botnik as that kind of fits in rather nicely, doesn't it, children? Next up, then, is from a little sort of album they gave to us, Your Shoes Are on Fire. Check it out. You're listening to Rodeo Redux. Still sponsored by No More Blue.
You ready?
Rodeo Redux.
Radio Redux. Listener Quest.
When all alone in my chair, I just got a wishing. Wanna be strong. Really wanna be trusted, When I'm alone in my bed, I just go about. also wanna be like him. But that's not something I can do so easily. This is not simply my way, my own style. Gotta get a hold of my life. So I can reach the highest of all the heavens somebody will be waiting for me. So I've got to fly higher. I see myself then having the same adventures. If I just follow you, I will never see the light. As the time to find my way through this life, trying so hard to be strong.
Echo herself has said that it was probably not a good idea for her to sing several times in a row and then pick the first one, then pick the last one, which wasn't the best. Violet's suffering from blue screens of death, which I hope isn't contagious for the sake of this podcast. What else is going on? Nothing really. We're bombing along. We're almost through these questions now, I'm glad to say. Yellow Stripes Ed asks, would Warp Pipe HQ, which is the skin that Sir Grex had become on April Fool's Day 2007, become a comic in the future? And would it be hand-drawn or sprites? No, that's not going to rematerialise in any sense other than the skin that we've got at the moment. If SW was a Sonic game, what would it be like? A disaster. An absolute disaster. It'd be like, I think Minesweeper, but with angst. That'd be kind of what SW would be like, I think. Also asks, cheese or pie? You could have a quiche. That kind of has both in it, then. Alternatively, it'd be cheese. I do like my cheese. that answers your question. So I'm rocketing through this because I really want to make as much space as possible for potential vidcast. Katana the Hedgehog asked a couple of questions, which were, are you going to see the Simpsons movie? Yes, I saw the Simpsons movie. It was okay. What is your favourite Sonic TV show? What is your least favourite? I like Sonic X. Sorry, you purists. I quite like Sonic X. I think it's quite fun. It has done a lot to expand the community. You have to give it that. I do not think that Underground's the least favourite. I don't really think that Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog is the be all and end all. Sorry, don't feel that. Violet, which is a different Violet, asks, do you think that the forum is a success and has it turned out exactly as you want it to be? I'll be listening. I hope you are. Violet, not the SMB Violet, because it's a different Violet, is apparently one of the long sort of standing members of the community, but doesn't really sort of talk that much. And they sort of disappeared a bit off of Eon, to be honest. I mean, 28th of July was this post. I think the forum is a big success. It has turned out exactly as I wanted it to be. It's being used in exactly the way I wanted it to be used. And, basically, I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased with it. 57 people now, and slowly increasing. Feel free to join Eon. Once you've joined No More Blue, obviously, feel free to join Eon. You know, I'm going to get such a tick. Blake Draco, I see a question from Blakey D. Asks, whatever happened to the Radio Redux Rock Classics? They went the same way as the Radio Redux J-Pop Selectors. In that I'll get round to doing them again eventually. It was also just a bit of trying to keep actual music off, keep some more game music on the show. That's why they've disappeared. Click. Yeah, the update also asks, will you add Sonic pointers to the Shadow Depository? If I can find them, yes I will, quite gladly. And also asks, will Sonic franchise ever die? No. There might come a time where the actual franchise ceases to make games, but for the actual franchise to die, no. There's still an awful lot of interest in Sonic. Adam the Hedgehog finally asks, where is the show made? The show is made either in my bedroom or my kitchen, which is being made from at the moment. From where do you get your Sonic the Hedgehog music? I get my Sonic the Hedgehog music from... sometimes from... and that kind of explains everything. Which Sonic game do you prefer best? Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, or alternatively Sonic Triple Trouble. Also known as Sonic and Tails 2, that one. What was the hardest level of that game? Well, of Sonic Triple Trouble, I don't know. Last Chaos Emerald getting, because that gets a bit fussy at some points. In terms of Adventure Battle, probably the Bio Lizard Battle. That was kind of evil. Or alternatively, in terms of getting an A rank for me, you've got Rouge's space level hard mode, and Shadow's first level, which name escapes me at the moment. Getting an A rank on that was very hard, I found. But yeah, that's it. What was the shortest, longest episode of Radio Redux? I think the longest episode of Radio Redux was the last one. It was the Not the last one. The SWA show. That was the longest episode. In terms of the shortest episode, that would be either episode zero, if you were to class that as an episode, that would be the shortest episode. Or alternatively, episode 207, which was the vidcast. It's obviously a lot shorter than it would normally be. If you're interested in things like that, you might want to check out the Radio Redux pages, and there's the Radio Redux stat pod, Adam, which gives an awful lot of information about people who've been on the show however many times, and other sort of generally interesting sort of facts and figures as well, including the sort of the top highest downloaded episodes and what have you. More questions from Sonic Hedgehog CHR says, "Hello AK, it's not really a question, but I discovered something interesting that I would like to share. Tonight I was playing Guitar Hero Encore Rock the 80s and I found something interesting. I was playing a song called Electric Eye by Judas Priest. I like Judas Priest but never heard the song. So anyway, I eventually got to the guitar solo, and then I suddenly knew what the next couple of notes were of the solo. I thought this is weird because I had never heard the song before. Then it struck me like a huge textbook to the head. If you listen to the song Doomsday by Snapper Man, a shade and Norg on Project Chaos, listen to the last 22 seconds, and then listen to the end of the guitar solo on Electric Eye. They are exactly the same. Just I'd like to let you guys in the Sonic Realm out there know." I'm going to leave that in the hands of my musical expert, T-Bird, who will listen to both of these songs and hopefully give me some kind of comparison track or something that we can maybe play on a future show. I find that very interesting. I don't personally have that song, so I can't check it out myself. But I'm sure that will be sorted nicely. The good news... some good news anyway, is that I'm rapidly almost out of all the questions. But I am out of all the questions, I think. Ooh. Yes, I'm out. Yes, haha. I'm out of questions. That's it. Hooray! Right, we're almost at the end of the show then. And I should probably stuff another request on as I've got the opportunity. Try and get one of these ruddy requests out of the way. Tum-tum-tum-tum. And the computer is being slow. Anyway, I hope you've sort of enjoyed this bit of a mess of a show. It's been a bit crazy after all, but we've got a lot of things covered, a lot of questions out of the way, which I'm glad to do. Okay, get rid of that one. Add that. Yes. Is there anyone with a decent request that I actually have on the laptop, which doesn't require me downloading stuff which I haven't got time to do? Yes. No. Three bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, one for the boy lives down the lane. And the answer is... stop saying about waking up. T.A. Black, I'm not going to play He Was the Eggman again. No. And the answer is no, that there's nothing really good in terms of music that I can play. Okay, what have we got? Well, I was talking about Triple Trouble, so let's have a Triple Trouble track. Coming up now is... great turquoise. Have some great turquoise to round this up. It's been nice talking to you again. It's been, say, a bit of a mishmash and nonsense, but we'll have lots of entertainment for you next time. If you grab this in time and it's before September the 8th, please indeed send in a question for BirdCon, the people there. You can do that to RageRedux@SonicRex.com. I'm going to leave you with great turquoise from Sonic Triple Trouble, aka Sonic and Tails 2. And that's it. So, anything left to say is, I've been Archangel K. You have been listening to Radio Redux. And I will see you next time. Or you will see me next time, of course, if it is indeed a vidcast. So, you'll see me with your eyes, and not with your ears, because you can't see with your ears. But I've been me, you've been you. See you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Sponsored by No More Blue.